are listening to Tassie Encounters on Faith FM, and we're coming to you from Tasmania, right across Australia. Each weekday at 9 a.m, you can hear what the Bible says about past, current and future events. You can learn how to study the Bible more effectively. You can get to know who God is, why we're here and where we're going. And you can experience personal encounters with Jesus. I'm your host, Jason Cook, and we've got David Leo joining us this week for our Monday to Thursday program on the sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
David, this is our new Tassie Encounters Moments programs. I've had some feedback to say that people like the longer programs.
We're sorry,
but for a little while, we're just doing shorter programs. So hopefully you still feel some benefit from listening to these shorter programs. So, the sanctuary, why are we talking about that today?
We're talking about it because it's so important, Jason. It's a building that's mentioned in the Bible.
Mm.
But before I even get to the sanctuary, I just want to acknowledge and, affirm that life is tough.
Mm.
You know, all of us are trying to figure it out ourselves. When we went from being a child where we didn't worry about the bills to becoming an adult and taking on responsibility, you know, the average person works a 8-to-4 job, you know, every day. If you're a parent, you're constantly thinking about how you can take care of your kids. You're wondering, you know, some probably play lotto to try and get the big win, knowing that you've got one in a million, billion chances of winning some money. But everyone's all, we're just chasing our tail just to make it work, you know, like people are working hard. People are trying to figure it out. Not everyone is, as rich as, Bill Gates and Elon Musk
and Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg, you know, we're trying to make things happen. And along the way, when we get so busy and we do chase our tails, we can lose who we are.
Mm.
We forget what we're about, where we came from. And, you know, to boot, unfortunately, some use coping mechanisms that are really unhealthy. You know, we've talked about this in the family crisis, situations. And I say all this is because if there's anything that everyone ever wanted, if I can tune into what, human beings are suffering from, because I was one of them too, we're just finding a sense of freedom. Mm-hmm. What I'm talking about is who I am and what I'm doing really worth the time? You know, am I doing the right thing? And this is, I've been talking about family relationships, and these relationships are so significant. And I say this because the sanctuary has everything to do about, you know, relationships.
Mm.
John 17, verse 3, that's a Bible verse that says that eternal life is to know God and his only son, Christ Jesus. And that know is a very important word in the original language. And the original language suggests that know is to know somebody at its most closest level, the bestest of friends. You know, like if we were to bring it to our time, I think for you and I, the closest person in our lives right now on earth is our wives. You know, that's as close a friend that I can, that I can get right now. And Jesus wants us to know him that way. Jesus also says, I am the way. In John 14, verse 6, he says, I am the way, the truth,
and the life.
And the life. You know, and it's very exclusive. He's saying, I'm that person.
Mm.
The way, the truth, and the life. And what is interesting, in John 8, verse 36, he says, you shall know the truth.
And right? The truth there shall it is again. Set you
know,
free.
Right? And the truth shall set you free.
Mm.
Knowing Jesus Christ, there's something about, okay, eternal life is knowing Jesus, and also the way, the truth, and the life. And that truth, knowing Jesus, will set you free.
Mm.
All those things that, all those burdens that we carry, all that, you know, the sleepless nights, all those type of things. Getting to know Jesus as your bestest of friend is as best as it gets.
Now, I understand in other religions, and we're not trying to condemn or down, you know, put down other religions, but in other religions, people can't be assured of their salvation because it's dependent on their own goodness.
Oh, wow.
I believe, you know,
It's
hard for people to be assured. Now, I guess the thing, part of this belief in Jesus is that we can be assured of salvation, of eternal life, because of what he does, not because of what we do.
That's right.
Hmm.
I'm going to add a but, you know, this sanctuary, right, this building, Jesus, the Bible says in Exodus 25 verse 8, this is way back in the day of Moses, so well before Jesus' time. Mm. But could you read that?
Exodus 25 verse 8 says, "And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell in their midst."
Right. So God initiates it, says, "Make me this building." Mm. And it's not a physical building, by the way. It's a tent. So it's a mobile. it's a sanctuary that moves around with the people.
Because they're in the wilderness here.
That's right. Mm. And the whole purpose, you see what the purpose was, Jason?
So that I may dwell with them.
Mm. Okay. And so, although Jesus has provided everything, the invitation is for you to come to the sanctuary
and be with God.
Right. So we have a choice to make. Are we going to be in, are we going to join him in the sanctuary, or nah, life's good on the out, life's good without, you know, knowing who Jesus is. Mm. And that's a tough option to follow. Why the sanctuary? Why did God ask Moses to build the sanctuary? Well, we're going to have to go all the way to the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, Genesis 1 and 2 is a creation story. And in Genesis 3, the snake is found in the tree, the serpent in the tree, and it basically tells Eve to go against everything that God said.
Yeah.
And she takes the fruit and eats it. Adam takes the fruit and eats it. And I want to suggest to you that this fellowship or the relationship or the communion, the community that God had with Adam and Eve is a sanctuary community.
Absolutely.
They were in the most closest, bestest of friends that you can even imagine.
It indicates that God came and walked with them each day and talked with them.
That's right.
And obviously, once they had sinned, they then felt shame and nakedness.
Yeah. And so there's a falling out, right? There's a falling out of this relationship now. Mm. So it went from bestest of friends to enemies. And I say enemies because in Romans 8 verse 7, it says that the carnal mind, or the mind that is without God, is hostile towards God. It hates God. So they went from being in close relationship to hating God, to where God had to intervene and say, I'm going to put enmity or hostility between the woman and the snake so they couldn't be in allegiance with each other, right? And so there was a bit of, God had to actually, I suppose I'm trying to make a point. That's a gift. The fact that we even have a bit of hostility towards the devil, well, we can thank God for that because he made that happen. And
so that keeps us aware of the dangers.
Correct.
Of evil and Satan.
Absolutely. There's a, we'll probably call it, you know, the modern human being, Western anyway, we'll probably call it an inner sense, you know.
Yes, but the inner sense that something's not right.
Right, right. Yeah. And God's put that in us.
Yeah.
You know, there's, and so from that point on, where God had to recreate these new rules on how they're going to keep this communion, Adam and Eve were now ashamed.
Yeah.
They felt they didn't deserve to be with a God that is so kind and holy and merciful and just and all these things. And the Bible tells us, Genesis 3:21, that when they were naked, they ran away to hide. Mm. They made themselves garments of fig leaves.
Yeah, fig leaves. Yeah.
And that just goes to show how shameful we get when, you know, like we do stupid things.
I don't think the fig leaf garments would have lasted long.
No. But
so God made the more permanent clothes.
Correct. In Genesis 3:21, can you read that for us?
It says, "And the Lord God made for Adam and for his wife garments of skins and clothed them."
Interesting, right.
So now we're talking about animal skins.
Live animals that had to be killed. Right, to make the skin. And this is a really important point to make, because Genesis 2 verse 13 to 16, God actually said, if you eat of this tree, you will surely die.
Mm.
You're going to die. And then we read in Genesis 3:21, wait a minute, they didn't die, but these, well, I don't know if a single animal or, you know, multiple animals had to die in order to cover their nakedness.
Mm.
And then in Genesis 4, we learn of this argument between
Cain and Abel,
which is Adam and Eve's sons. Mm. They have an argument, and we figure out that the argument is about
how to worship.
Mm. Right? And the and God says to Cain, you know what you're supposed to do, because Cain came with, you know, he looked after fruit and vegetables and things like that, and he brought his fruit and vegetables to the altar, and God said, no, that's not acceptable. You know what you're supposed to do. And we read for ourselves that Abel is actually doing the right thing because he brings a lamb to the altar.
Mm.
So now we learn that there's something about sacrificing an animal that is supposed to maintain the relationship between God and his creation, because now there's shame and guilt on humans' behalf. And how do we approach a God that is so kind and holy? God says, well, I've done this for you. Altar, sacrifice, you remember who provided life for you. And this happens for years and years and years until all his people get taken into captivity for centuries. They come out, and as a corporate body, they want to learn how do we have a relationship with our God?
Mm.
And the answer comes to Moses. Moses, build me a sanctuary, which has the same concept as what God had done for Adam and Eve and for many others like Job and Abraham. They created the altar with a sacrifice. Now it's gone from a simple altar to this building now that is we're going to start getting into. So tune in tomorrow to hear the rest. Here's the next.
There's something that's dawned on me in that discussion, is that the clothing that was made from the animals ultimately allowed them to still be in the presence of God.
Yeah.
And so it covered their shame and nakedness. And that clothing is what we see further down the track.
Oh, yes.
And so we'll talk about that as we come up.
We are going to get into that.
Yeah. What makes you feel secure and safe in a relationship? We'd love to hear from you. And we can share your messages on our Friday program. So do text us in 0488 880 891. What makes you feel safe and secure in a relationship? We'd love to hear from you.
This program is made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.
Our book offer this week, this is our book offer each day this week, is called An Endless Falling in Love, and it's a beautiful book. So we do encourage you to text in the code, which I'll give you right now. It's TEM03. Text that into 0488 880 891. It's by Ty Gidsom, What Eternal Life Means to You Now. We'll give you more information as we go through the week, but TEM03 is the code. Text it into 0488 880 891. As we go out, we've got a song about the sanctuary. And so we hope you stay tuned this week, each day, for more discussion on this. May you encounter Jesus more today.
We have a high priest up in heaven. Hallelujah, oh hallelujah. He's our defender before the Father. In a temple made by God, not man. Behind the veil, in a place most holy. Hallelujah, oh hallelujah. Investigating, he clears the record of those redeemed. Purifying heaven's temple. Hallelujah, oh hallelujah. In preparation for his returning.
He seals my body.